And welcome. My name is John Donaby from Chum FM, and tonight, Chum FM, Chum AM, CJBK in London are most proud to bring you this simulcast tonight of an evening that I guess fills us with an awful lot of emotion. I had a feeling I wanted to say something on how I felt about John Lennon and realized that it's not my place this evening. There are other people here to say it. And we want to thank you for coming on a very cold night and apologize for being a little late because of our generator problems. Myself and my co-host, Jay Nelson, were fortunate enough to meet John Lennon and talk with him and get to know him as you have. And Jay now has a special report from New York. Jay?
Thank you, John. We want to thank you again for waiting out in the cold. We had a few technical problems. The body of John Lennon, this is Justin. We just got this before. If you hold it down, please. Thank you. We'll appreciate it. The body of John Lennon was moved today to a New York funeral home. His body will be cremated. And even as we stand here now, that may have done already. Understandably, the family is not saying much, and they're keeping this as much a private matter as possible. Yoko Ono has asked that you send your donations to the Spirit Foundation, a charity that John established, rather than send flowers and other offers of condolence. A vigil continues tonight in New York City outside of the murder site. As many as 2,000 people have been there at times in a spontaneous memorial. Tonight, police have told me we're estimated here at about 35,000. God bless you. Thank you.
Coming up in this hour, we will have some very special guests coming on and reflecting about their times of knowing and meeting John Lennon from the earliest days to the most recent. As I said earlier, I was very happy to meet him on a couple of occasions to interview him and find out just what a humorist and a beautiful person that he was. And you know, when you're in the music business for a lot of years, you have a tendency at times to perhaps get a little bit jaded, maybe even a little bit caustic. But when one looks from my vantage point and Jay's tonight, when I see these faces of 35,000 people, I'm seeing tears, laughter, all kinds of emotions which are truly genuine. And we thank you for coming tonight. And right now, I'd like to give you Jay Nelson, who may want to reflect for a moment. Jay was there in the early days of Beatlemania.
John, I introduced the Beatles to Toronto, the first concert here in 1964. But I'll tell you something. I never realized then that I'd be here tonight talking about John Lennon this way. I never realized it. I don't think you did. But we thank you so much for coming. We've got a lot of people who knew John Lennon and the Beatles better than John or I. We've got a gentleman here now who knew them in Hamburg, Germany. Here's Roy Young. Roy?
Thank you. Thank you out there. So, it was just said, I drove by here about a week ago looking at these buildings, and I can't believe what has happened. I think it's an unbelievable loss in music, what's happened to John. I met him at the late 50s in Germany, and I had the honor of playing with the Beatles for a long, long time before they actually made a hit record. But I had no doubt that John Lennon would make the Beatles into what they are today. And now he's gone. I don't know what's going to happen to myself, because without him, I don't seem to have any feeling to want to play, but we have to go on. And John was always a guy, how I found John Lennon. There was never a moment that John never pulled a little trick, a little bit of fun. And in 1959, I had a brand new car, and John wanted to drive it into the sea, and he really wanted to do that. And I said, get out of my car, you're not doing that. And that's the way he was, he didn't care. And I'll always treasure those moments with John Lennon, because singing with him, we used to sing together on one microphone like this, and he was always chewing gum. And I could never understand how he would always get the words out and sing it. And I'd be looking in amaze, thinking, how did he do it? And he used to come over with this grin, looking over his glasses, with the amazement on my face of how he could actually sing and chew his gum. And he used to spit it out at me, right on my face. But that was his character. And I love him for that. I will go on loving him for the rest of my life. And I'd like to thank Chum for allowing me to come up here, Warren, for letting me come up here and express my feelings with everyone out there. Thank you for letting me do this. God bless. Sky.